Come on, train. Yeah, yeah. Shine a light.
Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke.
Somewhere there, that's a lower note.
Yeah.
You're doing. So hit that
Come
note.
Come on, train. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. That's.
Shine a light on me.
The documentary 16 Bars explores how music can bring healing and rehabilitation to people who are locked up.
And there'll be a crowd if the word gets round. But I slip on out in the dark of night.
The movie, which is featured this week at the Milwaukee Film Festival, centers around four inmates at the Richmond, Virginia City Jail and their interactions with Speech Thomas, a Milwaukee native and MC of the hip-hop group Arrested Development.
Speech came from Atlanta to work in a recording studio with the inmates as part of REAL, a voluntary initiative that the jail designed to reduce reoffending. Speech spoke with Lake Effect's Mayon Silver about the film and explained that he did have some preconceived notions before working with the inmates.
My preconceived notion was that it could be dangerous, that, you know, my life could be in danger. I felt like I'm going to be around hardened criminals, and that doesn't feel comfortable. But I was hoping for the best, and I was hoping that the people that I'd be around were also musical and talented, but I wasn't sure. So that was my preconceived notion.
And what started happening once you started working with the guys?
Even before actually working with them, I started to see men who wanted to change, women who wanted to change. I started to see people who were desiring to transform themselves. And I also realized that many of them were not even supposed to be in prison. Our present laws make drug abuse a criminal offense instead of a health issue. And you realize quickly that some of these men and women really don't deserve to be in prison. They deserve to be in treatment.
You know, drugs is definitely one of the factors that is affecting the lives of many of these men. There were four men that were showcased in the film. And the film also touches upon mental health issues, abuse, trauma, poverty, racism, barriers to housing and employment. What did spending time with incarcerated people teach you about these struggles?
I knew that these struggles existed. I mean, these struggles are very personal to me. So the struggles of racism, not only have I experienced it personally, but I study it and understand the huge effects of it, not only in this generation, but from a historical till now perspective. So that didn't surprise me. I knew that that was having a huge effect on men and women. And then also the mental health issue and the pathologies that have been passed down from generation to generation. I knew that these existed. I've seen them in my own family, and they didn't surprise me. The drug abuse didn't surprise me as well, but for the first time, I saw them more as victims than I did even before. So yeah, so you know, lack of job opportunities, again, a systematic problem that needs to have systematic solutions. There should be no penalties for people who serve time in prison. There should be absolutely no walls for them. If they've served and done their time, then they should be just like any other citizen, able to vote, able to secure employment, able to prove themselves worthy of employment, and so on and so forth.
I mean, I'm curious if there was anything that struck out as a particularly venomous factor. I mean, all of these things combined, but in working with these men, did something strike you as like, you know, this is really taking people down? Or is it everything combined?
I think it's everything combined, but yes, there is pathologies that are totally destroying families. For instance, the generational disadvantage that Black people have had in our country since the days of slavery, never had, literally 250 or more years behind, from a social economical standpoint, from an education standpoint, from a voters' rights standpoint, from a equality standpoint, literally hundreds of years behind. Well, that has repercussions in real time. But not only that, the psychological warfare against Black people, teaching that they are less than human. Hundreds of years ago, these teachings were absolute prominent, taught by presidents, taught by major scientists, taught by biologists, taught by all of the most influential people in our country. These things held fast into this day and age. And so with those pathologies that were taught to all people, including Black people, there is a lot of dysfunction that has been baked in to many Black communities. Dysfunction of self-hatred, dysfunction of lack of opportunity, which breeds more self-hatred, more dependence on drugs as an escape. The more and more oppression, the more and more feelings that you cannot succeed because of the color of your skin, which then leads to, you know, trying to succeed in illegal ways. It leads to trying to escape in illegal and unhealthy ways. And so what you saw in many of the men in this film even is generations of drug dealing, generations of drug addiction. On two of the characters in the film, Teddy and Devante, Teddy's father is the one who introduced him to crack cocaine. Devante's mother introduced him to selling crack cocaine and introduced him to the world of selling it, which led him to carry guns, which led him to prison. And Anthony, it was abuse, and it was domestic abuse. It was deep, deep dysfunction within his family. And so deep, deep poverty. And that led him to a life of deep disillusionment, wondering where he belonged, wondering which way is up, what is right, what is wrong. These things are revealed in the film, and so it's very deep. And then, and our brother Garland, one of the white brother in the film, you know, his pathologies was really based on drugs, and he didn't have a dysfunctional family. He said that. He said that his situations were really self-inflicted. It wasn't generational. But once he found drugs and he found that escape, it made him do things that were out of his character because he wanted to get high. And so he would rob banks and so on and so forth. So, you know, yeah, it's definitely very evident in this film the types of things that do literally cause people to go astray. And it's hard to bring them back. That's another thing that this film, in my opinion, shows, is that it's messy.
On that note about things being messy, why is it so important to bring music to people who are dealing with these issues?
Really, I think it's important to bring the enlightenment of reform, to try to make a better human being. And music is one of those tools. Education is another tool. As you could see in the film, in this program, there was numerous layers of trying to change the human being. One was through music and expression. And another was through just teaching about changing your behavior, about refocusing your worldview, about, yeah, just really refocusing where you're going in your life. And yeah, these things are extremely important. Music is how I became involved with it. If they didn't have a music program, I probably would have never known about this jail, and I probably never would have been invited to come. The music is where, for me, I was hoping to tap into the deep feelings of these men and give them an opportunity to express in a different way and to feel validated in a different way than what had previously been their means of validation.
So there's many powerful scenes in this film, but there's a scene with you speaking, your voiceover, after Garland, one of the main characters that you mentioned, was just sentenced to 7.5 years in prison.
I do believe in redemption. With everybody, with anybody, no matter what they've done. It's very comfortable to believe that everyone who goes to jail, that's where they're going, and now we've rid ourselves of that particular ill. But if they're not actually being reformed, then what's the point? Is it just to move people out the way? When we don't reform them, we don't understand what we're missing.
It's plain to see I'm sinking down.
It seems that you're looking at incarceration after this experience, that incarceration without a strong emphasis on rehabilitation is a loss not only for the person, but also for society. Can you explain that?
100%. 95% of those who go to jail will be coming back into our communities. And I say an emphasis on our, we are not getting rid of anybody. 95% will be coming back into our community. If they are not rehabilitated, and if there is not a sincere effort to rehabilitate, we are inviting back into our community possibly worse criminals than who had came out of our community. We're inviting them back. If we're not focused on sincere rehabilitation and even prevention, then we are doing a disservice to our own society.
If I could turn this ship around.
Garland's, to me, a great example of that.
Ain't no end to the lengths I'd go.
A superstar that may never be because he's behind bars.
Sweet chariots don't swing this low.
I wanna lay my burdens down.
Lord, I got to lay it down.
I wanna lay my burdens down.
No, I can't carry it on.
I wanna lay my burdens down.
Lord, I'm tired.
I wanted to ask you about a few of the songs. I mean, the music in this piece honestly brings tears. Like, I guess the first short question I have is, like, did, when you watch the movie, did you tear up, or since you had lived it, you didn't feel that way?
You know, it's honestly made me tear up every time I've watched a movie. So not just the first time. I couldn't hold back my tears at most of the screenings that we've done so far. And for me, it really gets me when I see the young kids.
You're referring to the children's choir that were singing with Teddy's song, right?
Yes, that scene, it gets me every single time I see it. There is a saying by Frederick Douglass that says, it's easier to build strong children than it is to repair broken men. And so there are some pathologies and there are some dysfunction that we will not be able to repair for some of these men and women who are struggling with them. But there is a new generation of children that have a clean slate. And when I saw them singing with all the possibility that they possess and all of the optimism that they should have, it gave me joy and it gave me hope that these men who presently are oppressed and shackled by dysfunction, by pathologies, psychological pathologies, by family and generational curses, by systematic oppression, these men could possibly share words of wisdom and tales of warning for a new generation that doesn't have to face those same dangers and possible pitfalls.
Teddy, you know, his lyrics, I mean, are stellar. Don't crack so the nerd kid diapers to the young black man indicted. Could have been a draft pick for the Vikings. Got pulled over, he ain't got a license. Caught with some crack in the scale in the rifle. Time never wasted, man elevated. Raising the 80s, could have went crazy. But God show favor, your soul, they can save it. Baby with a baby, you can still make it. Child support with EBT. Raise their kids on BET. Stack their paychecks week to week. Now ain't no gunshots when they sleep. How did he, write everything or did you co-write with him?
In my opinion, Teddy is, he could be, this generation's Tupac. He could be this generation's Tupac mixed with the sound and the voice sound of a DMX. And yes, he wrote all of his lyrics, and his life has created in him a profound ability to connect with those that are in the trenches of the struggles that's explained in this film. And yet, his strong family background also gives him a certain ability to rise lyrically, to show a path to rise above it. And he's a powerful creative force, and we're very blessed to have had him as the person, one of the people we were going to shoot. And yes, I'm referring to the kids singing on that song Inspire that he wrote and I, of course, helped produce. It was just one of those situations that was just unexpected. We never knew what we were going to get when we went into that jail. And he was a blessing.
Well, and of course, you're making an album with the music of the inmates. Well, Speech Thomas, thank you so much for speaking about this, and thank you for the movie.
Thank you so much. White justice in the black robe, and I pray the Lord have mercy on my black soul, and I'm so tired of getting back dough, and I'd be rich if I had a dollar for every dough.